with SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Northeast getting bombed by powerful winter weather. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says this will be a crippling storm, so take precautions.
I know blizzards, but we're talking about a very densely populated area. And that is the danger, as well as people not as experienced with dealing with the severity of a storm like this. And it's that combination, the higher population, the inexperience in dealing with this, that really is something that we're concerned about, which is why we've taken so many steps to be proactive and be ready for the worst.
Thousands are already without power, and thousands of flights have been canceled. An armed man was shot and killed after entering the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago. President Trump's resort in Palm Beach, Florida. The president was at the White House during the incident, which took place early Sunday. The man killed was identified by investigators as 21-year-old Austin Tucker Martin. He was from North Carolina. Greenland is declining President Trump's idea of sending a hospital ship to that Danish territory. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said he was working to send a hospital boat to Greenland, but the prime minister there said no thanks to the offer, pointing to their public health care system. In a weekend social media post, Donald Trump claimed Greenland has many people who are sick and not being taken care of. For much of the past year, the president has repeatedly said he wants to take over Greenland for national security reasons. Greg Clugston reporting.
Rob Reiner's son, Nick Reiner, set to enter a plea in the killings of his parents after weeks of legal drama and delays. Prosecutors bring him back to a downtown Los Angeles courtroom Monday for arraignment on two first-degree murder counts. Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner were found dead on December 14th. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist group is growing.
It was launched 4 years ago as the United Methodist Church began to break apart over its embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the conservative Global Methodist Church counts more than 7,000 congregations around the world. A GMC spokesman tells the Christian Post that the milestone, quote, reflects the faithfulness of God and the willingness of his people to boldly follow the Holy Spirit's leading and God's call. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo facing his first crisis within the Catholic Church. A breakaway conservative group has rejected the Vatican's offer of talks. The position of the Society of Pius X suggests a collision course with the pontiff over its planned consecrations of new bishops without his consent. The SSPX counts over 700 priests and 264 seminarians, which poses a real threat to the Vatican because it represents a parallel church. This is SRN News. The Chicago Bears in the Windy City for more than a century may be moving to Indiana.
The Bears appear closer to relocating from Soldier Field to a new stadium in Hammond, Indiana, after frustrations over delays and legislative inaction in Illinois. Indiana officials led by Governor Mike Braun have fast-tracked plans and legislation to secure the NFL team, positioning the state as a pro-growth alternative to Illinois' political gridlock.
Keith Peters reporting, Illinois officials claim the Bears themselves requested a pause in discussions, but critics blame Democratic leadership for creating an unfavorable business environment. Michigan, the number one overall seed in the preliminary rankings by the committee that will select the 68-team field, men's field for the NCAA tournament. The Wolverines, they're joined by Duke, Arizona, and Iowa State as the number one seeds. More on these stories at srnnews.com.